and is a powerful geopolitical force. It has bilateral relations with many countries in which those countries are dependent upon the Vatican for credibility, for financial assistance. There are long-standing relationships, and some countries, I think, will side with the Vatican. We all entered this preparatory committee meeting with a great sense of hopefulness about the ability to make progress, and now leave the preparatory committee with some sadness that possibly that progress will be stalled.
Francis Kisling, president of Catholics for a Free Choice. We always talk about the population crisis in terms of numbers, millions and billions. What we forget is that we're in fact dealing with human lives, that we're dealing with the absolute misery that our children and their children after them will face on an overcrowded planet. Are television images of starving women giving birth to starving infants, of emaciated children staring blankly at life, only a prelude of what's to come as more and more countries move to the edge of ecological meltdown? Until then, we have to make do with the bare statistics, the signpost to a terrible future. Is that what we want for our children? Population, the Vatican versus the People, was written by Anita Gordon. If you'd like copies of this or any of our programs, they are available on tape. To order, you can call our toll-free number. Call 1-800-363-1530. That's 1-800-363-1530. The executive producer of Quirks and Quarks is Anita Gordon. Producer, Penny Park. Research, Ben Schaub. Production assistant, Sandy Bork. Technician, Larry Morey. I'm Bob McDonald. Thanks for listening.
I have said a lot of things that present a rather dismal picture. On the other hand, there's a lot of reason to take cheer, because if you look at recent events, you know how rapidly human societies can change. Right now, it looks like people are not paying anywhere near enough attention to the population, resource, environment situation, and they aren't. But that doesn't mean that the whole situation can't turn around very rapidly. After all, if 5 years ago I was telling you how Russia would have dissolved, the Berlin Wall would come down, the communist experiment would essentially be over, and so on, you'd have thought I had too much to drink before the program. Human societies, when the time comes, when the time is ripe, they can change extremely rapidly, and what we have to do now is ripen the time.
I might add that the original commandment, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, has been completed, and perhaps it is time to rethink that statement and say, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. It is already full.